Welcome to the School of Life. Hello, dear friend. I'm so glad you've decided to join me on this journey through the School of Life. As we embark on this adventure together, I want you to know that my deepest desire is for you to grow closer to our Heavenly Father and truly understand how much He loves you. Jesus loves you so much that He was willing to die on the cross so that you could have eternal life with Him. My prayer is that through each story in this book, you'll learn a special lesson that can only be taught in the School of Life. Are you ready to begin? Let's start with a story that happened long ago but continues to unfold even today. As we dive in, remember that this book is all about exploring real-life issues like kindness, gentleness, thankfulness, honesty, controlling our words, and not jumping to conclusions. I'll be sharing spiritual truths in a way that I hope young hearts can easily grasp. Miss Jane's classroom. Picture a cozy classroom filled with eager young faces. At the front stands Miss Jane, a teacher with a heart of gold and a mission to not just educate minds, but to nurture souls. In Miss Jane's class, every day begins with a Bible verse that sets the tone for the lesson ahead. Today's verse comes from Proverbs. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. As Miss Jane explains the meaning, we meet some of her students. There's Tommy, always quick with a comeback, and Sarah, who tends to speak before she thinks. Through their interactions and Miss Jane's guidance, we see how choosing our words carefully can make a big difference in how we treat others and how they respond to us. As the day unfolds, Miss Jane presents her students with different scenarios, challenging them to apply the lesson of gentleness in their words. We witness moments of struggle, but also beautiful breakthroughs as the children learn to pause, consider their words, and respond with kindness even when it's difficult. The power of thankfulness. In another chapter, we explore the transformative power of gratitude. Miss Jane introduces a new project, the Thankfulness Journal. Each student is given a small notebook and encouraged to write down three things they're grateful for every day. At first, some students like Billy find it challenging. "I can't think of anything good that happened today," he grumbles. But Miss Jane gently guides him to look closer, to find joy in the little things, a warm breakfast, a friend's smile, the sun peeking through the clouds. As the days pass, we see a remarkable change in the classroom atmosphere. Students who once complained now eagerly share their gratitude lists. Even shy Lisa, who rarely spoke up, begins to volunteer her thankful thoughts. Through their journey, we learn alongside the students that cultivating a heart of thankfulness can brighten our outlook and draw us closer to God's love. Overcoming prejudice and hasty judgments. One day, a new student named Ahmed joins the class. Some children, unfamiliar with his culture and appearance, begin to whisper and make assumptions. Miss Jane sees an opportunity for an important lesson on not judging others hastily. She shares the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well, emphasizing how Jesus looked beyond societal prejudices to see the person's heart. Through role-playing exercises and heartfelt discussions, the students learn to question their initial judgments and approach others with openness and curiosity. As Ahmed shares stories about his family and traditions, the other children discover how much they have in common despite their differences. This chapter reminds us all of the beauty in diversity and the importance of seeing others through God's eyes of love. The challenge of honesty. Honesty becomes the focus when Miss Jane notices some students struggling with telling the truth. She introduces the concept of integrity, being the same person in public and in private. Through a series of engaging activities and stories, the children explore why people sometimes lie and the consequences of dishonesty. One powerful moment comes when Jack, known for his tall tales, confesses to a lie he told about winning a contest. Instead of punishment, Miss Jane and the class discuss how it feels to come clean and the freedom that comes with truthfulness. Together, they create a classroom truth tree, where leaves representing acts of honesty are added daily, visually reinforcing the beauty and growth that come from living truthfully. Learning to listen. In our final chapter, Miss Jane tackles a challenge many of us face, truly listening to others. She sets up a special day where students pair up for listening sessions. One student shares a story or problem while the other practices active listening without interrupting or offering advice. At first, it's hard for chatty Mia to stay quiet and just listen. But as she sees how her partner opens up when given space to speak, she begins to understand the gift of attentive listening. Through various exercises, the class learns the difference between hearing and listening, and how to show others they are valued by giving them our full attention. This lesson extends beyond the classroom as students report back on how practicing good listening has improved their relationships with family and friends. We're reminded that sometimes the greatest act of love is simply to be present and listen with an open heart. The ongoing journey. As we come to the end of our time together in this book, I want you to remember that the school of life is always in session. Each day brings new opportunities to practice kindness, express gratitude, withhold judgment, speak truth, and listen with love. These lessons aren't always easy, but they are the building blocks of a life lived in harmony with God's will. My dear friend, as you close these pages, know that you carry these stories and lessons with you. May they inspire you to see the world through eyes of compassion, to speak words that heal rather than hurt, and to open your heart to the endless possibilities of God's love. Remember, Jesus loves you more than you could ever imagine, and he wants you to join his school of life. As you continue on your journey, may you grow in wisdom, in kindness, and in your relationship with our Heavenly Father. Until we meet again in another story, may God bless you and keep you in his loving care.